At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The last I heard, and I'm going to check my notes and make sure that this is still the case. I was talking with Illinois State Senator Erica Harris yesterday, and I wanted to know about the mascot bill. So how much of this did you talk about in my absence? The rally and all that.
A decent amount. I wouldn't say that. I mean, you were in Washington, D.C., so obviously we were focused on that. But I would say we mentioned it at least once each day.
Did you play any of the audio from it?
No, we didn't.
Okay. So the mascot bill, there are two bills that exist. And Kevin Schmidt, Illinois State Representative Kevin Schmidt, is the one who really, like, nailed this down for me. There are two bills that exist. One of them is what Freeburg is involved in. The other is about Native Americans.
Oh, they're separate.
The one bill, I should pull up my Kevin Schmidt message here, but the one bill that the Freeburg folks are affected by, HB 3527, bans discriminatory disability mascots and requires schools to find new mascot name and logo by 2028. That's HB 3527. HB 1237 bans the use of Native names, logos, and mascots, requires schools to find a new mascot by 2030 if the school sets a reasonable timeline to find a new mascot and name no later than 2026. So they're saying, get on this and get on it right now, and we'll give you to 2030.
Okay.
So they're separate bills.
Are they saying that being a little person is a disability?
That's my question. Because as I said, listen, I can go... What does Captain America say? I can do this all day. If you want to say that midgets, the Freeburg midgets, are an offensive mascot name and they should not be allowed in Freeburg to use that, then yes, you have to be saying that being a midget is something that falls under disability. And maybe it does. Like, maybe technically that condition is classified as a disability. I don't know. I do not have any little people in my life, so I don't know that from a personal standpoint. However, the mascot giant or giants, to me, is the other side of the same coin. I do know some ridiculously tall people, like super tall, and everything is complicated because of their height. Every doorway they go in, they duck their head and they move in. Even when the doorway is really tall, it's just a habit that they get into. They have to find mattresses and furniture that will accommodate them, cars that will accommodate them, chairs and seats and desks that will accommodate them. I don't think that you can advocate that midgets are not okay and giants are okay, because you're effectively saying you cannot represent little people and cheer for little people at your sporting events and at your concerts and whatever it might be, wherever that mascot might be reflected. We're not going to allow little people to be included in that, but we will celebrate big people. I don't think you can do it.
I don't understand the world we live in, because this was probably a week and a half ago now that HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came out and gave a speech about why he wanted to solve autism. And he gave some examples of the extreme end of that spectrum, saying, you know, there are people who will never live a life on their own. They will never use the bathroom on their own, that kind of thing. And he's saying, this is tragic. This is a tragedy. We need to solve it. Afterwards, the internet explodes, saying, how dare you call my children anything like that negative? And it was clear that he was talking about a severe form of the disability. But people rallied around to protect the notion of autism. I don't understand why the double standards all over the place, that we can call certain things disabilities and not others, and then it's offensive in some cases and not others. Let people decide on their own.
So here's another question: how would you define a pioneer?
Somebody who does new things. Who breaks ground.
In the sense of American history, what did the pioneers do? What did the explorers do?
They went and found new land. At least new to them.
New to them, huh?
Yeah.
Whose land was it before?
Ooh, that's a good question. So,
we're in a scenario right now where the lunatics in the state of Illinois' legislature that are sponsoring this mascot bill are saying, get rid of all of the Native American names. How dare you represent the Native Americans? Go Pioneers!
Wow.
I don't understand that. You're going to erase Native American representation from the understanding of these children who are learning about the Native American history. Honestly, go look at these schools who have Indians, warriors, Kahawks, you know, whatever else there might be out there that is reflective of Native American culture, and understand how much effort these locations have taken and invested in to make sure that the children that they're educating understand about Native American history, and then go to the explorers, go to the pioneers, go to the places where they talk about people who built America. Those are the people who, in the virtue signaling mind of these legislators who are trying to virtue signal all over the state with your taxpayer dollars, they have no idea what the Kahawk history means in this area. They don't care. They want to be able to say that they successfully eliminated, drove out of the schools the names of these mascots that reflect Native American cultures. Are they going after the pioneers? Are they going after the explorers? I mean, there's many more that fit in that same type of mentality. What the heck are we doing? And if you don't believe me, let's go to the rally that took place Sunday, which I haven't had a chance to talk about this quite yet. But at the rally, we had two students speak. The first one was from Collinsville, and his name's Eric Denny. He's a senior. He wheeled up. He's a hockey player. He had a scooter for his, because he slashed his Achilles with his hockey skate blade.
That's a rough one.
That makes you squirm. He's a senior, showed up to this rally on a Sunday afternoon, a senior Collinsville Kahawk hockey player who showed up to defend the Kahawk during the St. Louis Blues game 4. Brad, let's cue this up and let's listen to what he had to say at this rally, because I can't say it better myself.
I'm a senior here at Collinsville High School, and today I want to talk about something that's more than just a symbol or a name on a scoreboard. It's about identity, pride, and tradition, and that's a Kahawk. Let me start by saying this. We should always strive to listen, to learn, and to respect all cultures, especially those with a deep and rich history like that of Native American tribes. That respect, however, is exactly why I believe we should keep our mascot. Our mascot wasn't created out of mockery. It was chosen out of admiration. Native American warriors have been symbols of strength, courage, and resilience for many years. These values we try to live by on and off the field. When we wear that symbol, we're not just playing for a team, we're representing a legacy of perseverance and pride. And with Cokie and Mounds, such an amazing and important part of this community, we honor them each and every day. For decades, this mascot has unified our community. It's in our chants, our yearbooks, our homecoming parades. It's part of our story, a story we've shared across generations. To remove it wouldn't just erase a logo, it would erase the memories and identities of what it's meant to be part of this school, this town, and this family. That said, we honor the Native American culture every day. If we keep our mascot, then we also continue to educate ourselves and others about the history and meaning behind it. We partner with Native voices while also addressing the names of the tribes whose imagery we wear. We make sure our actions match our words. This isn't about resisting change for the sake of tradition. It's about evolving that tradition in a way that honors everyone. Change can mean better understandings, not just removing symbols. And when we do that, we turn a mascot from a costume into a tribute. In conclusion, keeping our Kayak mascot isn't about clinging to the past. It's about carrying forward a legacy with integrity. We ask for the bill to be amended and to allow our district to partner with a federally recognized tribe. I leave you with a quote: once a Kayak, always a Kayak.
So that was Eric Denny, and I thought he did a really great job. And he did get choked up a little bit at the end. He could hardly get out the once a Kayak, always a Kayak. This really means something to them because they take pride. They take pride in what they have grown up watching in many cases or gone through school participating in. It's a big deal. I mean, Ryan, you're a Kayak. I don't know how deep that goes into your family. This is not an appropriation. This is not a costume. It's there's so much more respect in the Collinsville School District community. And I would add, too, we had out there Muscoota. They're the Muscoota Indians. And they had really great representation there as well. Battis is the name of the athletic director that was there. And he had a wonderful speech that he delivered that spoke very much to the tradition and the knowledge and the culture that is championed there. I mean, there's a sense of pride. It is not disrespectful.
It's funny because my mom is a Kayak, my dad is a Warrior. So I grew up in both communities in a way, and I grew up a Kayak myself. I still live in Collinsville. There's a lot of local pride in the name, in your community. Really, that it's a way that the whole community kind of ties together around you sort of the color purple and the brand and the logo and the name. And I said this while you were gone, Annie, that I remember walking through my high school, and everybody's got these things in their high school. If your school's been around long enough, some random team from 1945 that went to state. Mm-hmm. And those people, you know, if they're lucky, they're still alive. They're probably not. The only connection I have to them is seeing that thing and going, oh, okay, that we went to state in 1945, but I still say we. So the only time really that we remember the Native Americans that came before us in this area is when we see symbols like that. And it's brief, it's passing, but it's a reminder constantly of that culture.
Yvette Rios is the student body president at Granite City High School. And I wanted to give her the opportunity here on this show to be able to share that speech with you because she also did a wonderful job. Brad, let's go ahead and listen in.
Hello, everyone. I'm Yvette Rios at Granite City High School and the current student body president. I stand here today to show you all how proud I am to be a Warrior of Granite City. When Dr. Harris, the superintendent, came to me and asked if I wanted to speak today, I immediately said yes. Even though my time at GCHS is coming to an end, and even though many people have asked, why do I even care that the Warrior mascot is being taken away? I care deeply. Granite City has been my home since I moved to the United States in 2013. It's the district that has shaped me. It's where the tireless teachers believed in me, supported me, and made me proud to be part of something bigger. Being a Warrior is something every student looks forward to from the moment we start college at Braves. We watch the older kids and start to learn what it means to be part of this community. When we enter high school, we become Warriors. For 4 years, we are taught, challenged, and prepared for life after high school. At GCHS, we are proud to say we're warriors as one. On Friday, we were red. Our merchandise crawled up, proudly said warriors, and our uniforms carry the Warriors logo on them. The warrior mascot honors the Native Americans who lived in this area before us. It stands for resilience, perseverance, and the strength that students and community and members of GCHCI strive to demonstrate every single day. Every student who starts off in Grand City Elementary dreams of ending their journey as a warrior. It's a tradition that's passed down through generations of families. This past week, I created a Google form and sent it to students to hear their voice about this situation. One of the questions I asked was, do you think the Warriors mascot is a tradition that represents Granite City? I received 450 responses. Some of the comments included, yes, we fight every day to make things better, whether in school or at home. Absolutely. Every time I step onto the soccer field, I wanted to show what it's being a warrior looks like through hard work and determination. Yes, I believe it represents and shows respect and appreciation for the people who inhabited our homes before us. The warrior can be seen as the highest level at achievement, and that's what we work at Grand City High School. So many of our students said that it is an honor to have the warrior name and mascot representing them. We aren't using the warrior name in a negative way. We honor those people who were here before us by proudly showing and representing what our city is. Granite City is often overlooked and spoken negatively about, but those people don't know how hard our students work, how much effort we put into our sports, and how, when it comes to matters, we come together as one. We know what our school stands for, and we know how to strive to be a warrior. Thank you all for giving me this opportunity to speak today, and how we proudly say in Granite City, once a warrior, always a warrior.
So Yvette Rios, the student body president at Granite City High School, I thought did a wonderful job of talking about the sense of pride that those individuals who have gone through the Granite City school system and those students who are there right now, they really want to keep the warrior. They want that. You know, I've avoided trying to argue the merit of K-Hawk as a mascot because I am not a K-Hawk. And I honestly think it should be up to the people of Collinsville to determine whether or not it's time to move on from the K-Hawk, to refine how they acknowledge the K-Hawk, or to say, everybody pound sand. We love this. We like this. If you want to lobby us to try to change it, good luck trying. The money that will have to be spent, $2 to $3 million, that could have to be spent in various school districts to fix the football fields, to change scoreboards, to change, you know, school uniform polos that might be worn by staff, to change letterhead, to change all of the different things that have these mascots on them. Are the people is the representative in Rockford who's trying to shove this down the wallets of people in the Collinsville School District, Muscoota School District, Granite City School District, Freeburg School District, go on and on and on about it. Are they more interested in putting millions of dollars into changing athletic facilities that might have been updated within the last year or two than they are in investing in new technology for the schools, more accessibility for the schools, better pay for the teachers in the school and the staff in the school? Is that what these people who are going to feel so comfy and cozy in their beds at night because they got rid of the K-Hawk and the Warrior? Is that what they really want your tax dollars to be spent on? I'll tell you what, they don't care because they don't represent this district. Their votes don't come from this district. So if you can come from Rockford, Illinois, and shove your nose into the business of Muscoota School District, of Granite City School District, and say, shame on you, absolute shame. You need to rectify this issue. You need to get right. Oh, and it's going to cost you $2 million. They're not going to have to campaign against someone who's going to hold them accountable for voting for this. I'll tell you what, bipartisan, Republican and Democrat alike, down here, downstate, Republican and Democrat alike have voted against this in the House. The Senate has yet to take it up in committee. Unless something has developed in the last hour or two, the Senate has yet to take this bill up. It might just sit there and die. It might not. I need you to do something. If you're listening to me and you're in an Illinois district, that has one of these mascots, if you are in an Illinois district and you're near one of these mascots and you care about it, Republican or Democrat alike, get a hold of your legislator, specifically your senator, because they're the ones who hold the power to do something next with this bill, and tell them, I need you to vote no on this bill. And if you already are voting no on this bill, I'm imploring you as my elected official in the state legislature to tell your colleagues that on behalf of the people who are representing these actual districts, they need to vote no as well. Because if Rockford can come down to Southern Illinois and tell us how to spend our taxpayer dollars and tell us what mascots to cheer for in high school, you sure as hell can call your senator and tell them how to vote on this bill coming up. And if they have any sense at all, it will sit and wait for committee assignment and never be brought up again, so that this silly, silly, silly waste of taxpayer dollars, waste of taxpayer invested time, never has to be a discussed issue ever again in the state legislature. Or should I say, until they've solved all of the other problems in the state of Illinois, then they can get to fixing all of the shameful mascots across the state. You know, like the Giants and the Pioneers and the Trailblazers. Or maybe not. I guess it just depends on what side of the virtue line you consider yourself to sit on. Let's take a quick break. We're going to do a little Ask Us Anything in the next segment. So next question in the next segment. If you've got questions for us, if you've got questions for me from D.C., hit us up on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You got to subscribe in order to comment. And if you do subscribe and you can't comment right away, you just got to wait 5 minutes to make sure that you're not a troll. We'd love to have you on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come comment, and we'll do a little next question next. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Annie Fry Show. My dreams come true.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
Gosh, every time I hear that Kamala laugh, I flinch.
Did you see the polling recently that CNN did that said, if the election were held today, who would you vote for? Trump still beat her.
by two, like 48-46 or something like that?
Still
That's
no.
the only polling that really matters is the head-to-head stuff, because everything else is just like, well, I don't like that guy. What do you do? I don't know. I'm just not fond of him.
It's really a question of who do you like less.
Yeah.
You want to go first, Ryan?
Yes, I have this question for you all because...
that's how it works.
Vested interest in this question.
You is usually
food,
do.
I know. Is there a food you remember eating for the first time?
So I'm going to have to think about that a little bit. But this, a couple weekends ago, it was the week before Holy Week, I took my daughter to Florida. And it was just the two of us. And it was just a little weekend getaway. We deserved it. And we were going around Epcot. And we were stopped at Italy. It's the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. So beautiful. Highly recommend. But in Italy, they had cannolis.
Oh.
And so we would go around and you'd get something. And then we would just try. We would share everything. And she had a cannoli. She goes, where have cannolis been? Like,
really?
She loved the cannoli, and like she didn't know it existed or whatever, but I mean it's a great dessert. It's a cannoli.
I actually don't like cannoli.
Well, but I think that she will remember the first cannoli that she ever had.
That's cool.
And I was thinking to myself, like, I can't remember the last time I've had a transformative food experience. Do you have one?
Oh man, I was thinking on the
do you
way
have,
in.
How many do you have?
I can think of four offhand. And they were all in college because my parents made really good food. My dad grilled all the time. Listen to the Cardinal game outside grilling with Andreas, like almost like probably 6 out of 7 nights a week in the summer, especially. So we had great food, but we didn't have odd foods. So like the first time I ever ate sushi was in college, and it was with my now wife. We were just dating. She goes, you need to eat sushi. So we went out. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is incredible.
Did you get any worms?
I don't think so, unless they stayed.
I can't get over that story. One time, I've never had sushi. It's not really my thing, because I don't eat any seafood of any kind. But I saw one article. It was like, be careful of the sushi you eat, because... And I didn't know that that was a possibility.
Mm-hmm. You just got to get rid of the worms before you eat it. You just got to pick them off. Chai was the first time in college that I ever had. Chai tea or chata. And then I remember for the first, I had had cheesecake before, but it was like the box stuff. I had never had a really high-end cheesecake until I was in college. And I remember sitting in my friend's living room, and his mom brought out a cheesecake from probably Cheesecake Factory or something. It was just really good. And I had a piece, and I was like, oh, no, I think I'm addicted.
Back when Katie was still the producer of the show, we did an Edwardsville town crawl. It was kind of when town halls were happening all over the place. And we're like, let's do some town crawls. And we went to Edwardsville. If there's ever any chambers of commerce out there that would like us to get a hold of me and talk to me about how we could come town crawl in your area, I'd be interested in it. But we did Edwardsville just as like a test run. And we went to a Little Taste of Heaven bakery, and I got macarons. And I think that was the first time I ever had macarons.
And you remember it?
I remember specifically getting them there and not really knowing what they were. Yeah, I think that's actually on video now that I think about it. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. And you guys all know that I like macarons. Brad, do you have one?
Yeah, well, I remember the first time I had sushi. I remember the first time I had horchata, like Ryan. But
really?
Yes. But her roast.
Were you guys together? Was this the start of something?
I think
special?
No,
this
yeah.
is a different
we didn't know
time.
Each other,
six
but it was
years
like,
ago?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we were kindred spirits the whole time. This one, and forgive Destiny. Me if I mispronounce it, but it's called Herosif. And it is a sweet, like honey, cinnamon, apple, dates, pecan mixture that you have at a Seder meal. And it is the most phenomenal thing I've ever had in my life. And it just, I don't know, fresh and clean and great and delicious, and it's amazing.
Ethan, you have a food memory?
Yeah, I got a couple here. I remember...
Segment's almost over.
He's going into the phone.
That's right.
I had to make sure I didn't forget him. I remember first time I had cheesecake. It was at the Cheesecake Factory after freshman year homecoming.
What is it about it? I was like, oh my gosh,
it's
this
so
exists.
It was an Oreo cheesecake too. Oh, so good.
People in the comments on YouTube, tell us where to get in St. Louis the best cheesecake.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I want to know where the best cheesecake is. Contact me.
First time I ever had a crepe was in Breckenridge, Colorado.
Crepes are great.
Yeah. Me and my best friend and his family, we went on our senior vacation out to their home out there. And in Breckenridge, they have this small, I don't even know, I guess, what I would call it. It's almost like this portable trailer that's a little crepe shop, and the line is around the corner all the time. And we split. I had a pizza crepe and a s'mores crepe, and they were both phenomenal.
And when I was in high school, it was the year was 2000. It was April 2000. I know this because my parents were gone in Hawaii, and I was staying with my friend while they were gone, and her mom made crepes, and I had never had it before. And I remember my first crepe, and it's still one of the best breakfast foods.
I remember mine now that you say that, too. It was also in college.
Did you do anything before college?
No, I didn't.
Or after?
I had a plantain memory while you were talking, too.
Really?
Can we get to the next question? I mean, actually,
I kind of want to know more about
the plantain. Actually, no. We're going to take a break because the segment is now over, but we're going to continue it on the other side. So send us your questions and your comments on the best cheesecake in St. Louis, bi-state area. We want to know, where is the best cheesecake from? You can message me, too. Send me a message on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page if you don't do the YouTube thing. But why don't you do the YouTube thing? You should. And also, we want to know in the poll on YouTube, have you had a flat tire in 2025? Yes, no, or you've had more than one? Go vote. We'll be right back. I'll settle for the ghost
of you. Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
In case you were wondering, this is a two-step.
I was.
Now you know.
It's like, is this a two-step?
You did just ask that.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to know.
How many steps is this song?
Two.
This is two. At the epicenter of Jared and my day, Wild Country.
Oh, I know. I didn't even know what it was until I hit the chorus.
Killing it.
Are you kidding me?
On the dance floor.
Yeah, I don't know anything about country. Or rap, for that matter.
Didn't know the thong song.
You know what happens when you put country and rap together?
Limp Bizkit.
Crap.
Run tree.
A little more next question here, and we're going to start with the famous Balls for You is his name, and he said, ask me anything, Annie. Can we team up in pickleball and crush Brad and Ryan for fun? The answer is yes, and I've never played pickleball.
My question is, why the heck am I excluded from this ball?
You can have my spot.
You're probably a threat. That's probably why.
Oh, that's good way to twist it.
Sure.
I like that.
I know something about balls, and he used to play tennis.
Hold on.
Oh, hold up.
Reverse.
Yeah, no. Let's skip
you
right
know
past
something
it.
About
no,
what?
No, we're just going to keep going right past it. He used to play tennis, and he would play against guys that were like Andre Agassi and stuff like that when he was young growing up. So he played
against Andre Agassi?
I think that's what he
Pickle
told
ball?
Me.
Pickleball?
No, tennis.
You trusted?
Like tennis.
Balls?
Yeah,
yes, he showed me
true.
Pictures.
I don't think it's true.
Wait,
yeah,
okay.
He's
right,
the
done.
Guy we send stuff to Photoshop, Brad. He sent me pictures.
And I know what his Photoshop skills look like.
That's exactly like it's, Joe Biden in that family Easter picture. Joe, you've got balls standing out there, and Andre Agassi is also out there.
All right, that's the new assignment, Balls, if you're listening.
Balls says that I am zero threat.
Put Andre Agassi in the Biden family picture.
We'll probably have it by the end of the show. Have you ever played pickleball, Ryan?
Yeah, well, in high school, we played it in gym, and it was a lot of fun, but I haven't played it since then. Yeah, like, before it was popular.
Like old people pickleball?
Real pickleball. I had never heard of it or seen it before that.
It was in the segment with badminton.
Ethan, have you ever played pickleball?
Yeah, I actually enjoy pickleball.
So stop for a second. Is it as enjoyable as everybody who does play it says that it is?
That's a good question. I personally, let me explain why I enjoy it. Is I really like ping pong, and when you play singles, a lot of the spin that you use and the way that you swing it is very similar. So that's why I like it, and I can't really play ping pong anymore because I don't have a table. So that's why I like it. I don't know if anyone else.
That's a wild story.
It is a similar.
It's like playing those chess boards where you're one of the pieces, but with table tennis.
Brad, next question. Yes, Balls, we'll do it.
Sorry.
Yes.
What was like the high water mark of your DC trip?
You mean like in what? What do you mean by high water mark?
Like what was the part that was like the coolest?
I don't know if I can go on.
What was the closest point to sea level that you watermarked?
What was the coolest thing that you did while you were in DC?
How humid was it?
I can't.
She got the joke. Took a few seconds
and then judged you and moved on. But here we are. I can't. There's no greater moment than when I walked through the security and I was standing on the White House lawn, and then I walked past the West Wing into the press briefing room, and I was shouting distance from the Oval Office.
Did you shout?
Mm-mm. How far is shouting distance?
Like from... probably from like us to about Steve's office. So what would I mean? 100? Not even 100 yards. 50 yards.
Yeah, I was gonna say 50 yards.
50 yards, maybe.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, I have such respect for, you know, when I think of America and I think of what that is to me, the power and the strength and the magnitude of what that is an idea. It's not a person. And to me, to be at the White House, I felt that, and then, of course, the obvious understanding that while I was sitting in the press briefing room, Donald Trump was 50 yards away in the Oval Office, like, doing most powerful man in the world things. I mean, I just... Yes, I saw a lot of people who you and I would recognize. Like, when we were watching the Eagles celebration, if I would have moved my elbow back, I would have knocked Caitlin Collins over. CNN had their camera on a huge tripod right behind me. One time I stuck my gimbal up in the air and they were like, hey. I was like, oh, sorry.
Gimbal.
Just trying to see the president. So I was around all of these people who just are doing their job all the time, but just to be in the presence of where these things are happening and also knowing the things that have happened there is just, it's so humbling. And I hope that it's humbling like that for every single person, the president of the United States included, when they walk into that building.
To me, shouting distance is probably only about the length that you could throw a football.
It's because your voice is weak.
And so for me, that's like 100-150 yards. Oh. And that's, you know, the same
quarter mile.
The same humbling experience that Annie mountains. Just had at the White House, I had when I realized I could only throw a football 150 yards.
Next question, Ethan.
Interesting.
You got one?
Let's go. Can I go to the people?
You can do whatever you want.
I saw a couple of interesting ones here from the people. Our good old Bobo Farms. We can always rely on Bobo Farms.
He should be paid on Fridays.
AMA questions. He asks, any family or family member catchphrases?
Yeah, this is funny. Are there things you say in your family?
Oh, yeah.
That mean something in your family that nobody else would... What's yours?
There's so many. Most of them had to do with the dog about the time the kids were born, because we'd say stuff to the dog that we'd also then start saying to the kids. And now we still say it. Stuff like, It doesn't even make any sense, though, outside of the context. We'll say, she's a pop-up! Because the dog would sometimes be laying on the ground and just put her head up on the couch like, pet me, and we would yell, she's a pop-up! And now we still say that for no reason.
Brad, you guys have anything?
One of the first anniversary cards that my wife got for me said, I love you a whole punch. Mm-hmm. And so we just keep saying that to one another.
Ethan, you have any?
I know we've talked about how my dad's an athletic director, and he uses the, when he doesn't have an answer, an excuse for why he's doing something, he'll say, because I'm the freaking AD.
Yeah.
So it's kind of caught on to, like, now, like, if, you know, we're kind of caught, like, well, I did it because I'm the freaking AD. We'll just all say it now.
I have so many different things that I say to my kids. I talk silly to my kids all of the time. I just like to make things be silly around them. It seems to relax the situation. I'm trying to think of anything that I say to them that I can repeat it. It's like I have to talk to them. But I do talk to them in this like separate language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I talk a lot about like calling them chicky nuggies, that type of chicken nuggets, if you're having chicken nuggets or whatever. There's also a phrase that is in my family, like, that I grew up with, and it's something about Sam, and I have a nephew named Sam, and it's not about him. And I can't, it's something that my dad said at work one time and then brought home and they started saying it at home or something like that. And all I can think of is play it again, Sam, and that's not it. But I'm going to think of it, and I'll come up with it in the middle of the 2 o'clock hour, and I'll be able to repeat it. But
you guys can do pop-up if you want.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we'll just kind of incorporate them if you want to upgrade your family phrases. Next question, Ryan, you got one?
I do. What is something that you collected as a kid that you still have and won't get rid of, even though you don't care about it anymore?
Well,
or maybe
I was going to say, don't say they care about it.
You lost me at that point.
Baseball cards.
But do you really care about those?
Yeah, I care
about
them.
Are they just kind of sitting there?
I have a Cal Ripken Jr. collection that I think is pretty sweet.
Oh, I did too, man. I had some Cal Ripken cards. I had one that was worth $120 when it came out, and now it is worth two.
I didn't think I cared about my baseball cards until my nephew asked if he could have them, and I was like, knee-jerk, no.
Yeah.
These are mine.
I thought you were going to say, like, maybe 2,000.
No.
And then, like, maybe 200.
No.
Two.
And I'd be lucky to get that.
I also have a really sweet Beanie Baby collection that I spent lots of money on from, mm-hmm. like, my grandparents would give me money for Christmas and for my birthday and would seek them out. I had the books that would list the different Beanie Babies and where, you know, and you'd look at the tags and you'd be able to tell by if it had this marker on it, was this year, this edition. I invested a lot of my money in that, but
I collected all kinds of Ninja Turtle stuff. Man, Ninja Turtle cards, Ninja Turtle.
My brother was big on that.
There was the little cards on the back of the toys that I collected for summer. I still have all those.
Mm-hmm.
Mine would be, baseball autographs. Take great pride in my baseball autograph collection and will never let go of that.
Oh, I just got a message from my mom, and it's, what you talking about, Sam?
Is that yours? Is that your thing?
That was a family conversation.
What are you talking about, Sam?
Yeah.
Who's Sam?
I don't know.
Son of Sam.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
Next question. Brad, you got one?
Yeah, somebody in the chat asked, mm-hmm. who on the Annie Fry show could change a tire the fastest?
Ooh. I got my answer.
I think Brad asked this question in his fake account.
Yeah, Brad knows he's going to be the answer to this question.
I bet I could get it changed the fastest with the least amount of effort.
Oh, so she could have somebody change it.
Brad might be able to change the tire the fastest, but I could lift the car and just run with it. So
you can throw a football 150 yards, and you can lift cars.
Yep, that's why they call me Power Ryan.
The muscle elf.
Go, go, Power Ryan!
The muscle elf?
That was before you.
Okay.
It's a good thing he wasn't the muscle midget. We'd be in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, we would.
You'd have to change all the past shows.
All of them.
Go back and spend $2 million.
Get rid of them all.
Steve, we're going to need $2 million to correct an error. All right, where do I sign?
It's a festive one, though.
I'm going to need to put it on your credit card, though.
We got to scrub some of our past shows.
Trish is going to come hang out with us in the 2 o'clock hour. That sounds like fun.
Yay.
I was going to say, doesn't that sound like fun? And it turned out, that doesn't sound like
fun. That doesn't sound like fun.
Take me home. Country Roads, we'll be right back. Baby.